Welcome to She's the Brand podcast. My name is Paula, and this is our space, us smart, ambitious women who want to build personal brands that allow us live out our versions of success. If that is you, join us on this journey. Join us on all the platforms and come along with us as we learn how to position ourselves for all the opportunities. Hello, hello there. I'm glad you stuck with us. And if you don't know what I'm saying, this is a second episode. I posted two episodes at once for the first time since the launch of the podcast. And that is me making up for not posting last week. So if you haven't listened to the earlier episode, when you're done with this, you can head over to listen to the earlier episode. Hello and welcome back to She's the Brand podcast. My name is Paula Poole. I'm your host for today. This is the area of the internet where we talk about growing yourself, growing your brand, and sharing your gifts with the world for premium impact, recognition, and payments. And today we're talking about a spectacular topic, why you can't stay mute. I'm here to give you poignant reasons why you cannot stay quiet, why you cannot stay hidden, why you have to speak up with what you have and with your gifts, why you are not going to stay mute on this earth. Now, the past few months have been pretty rough for me on a personal level. I have been in this place, this weird foggy headspace where I'm feeling like not very productive. My output is very low. My energy is very low. I've been struggling. And it was really weird for me because it was lasting too long. At first, it was like, okay, I know that, especially in entrepreneurship and add motherhood and add all of adulting in general, life is not going to always be rosy. I already knew that. So I wasn't expecting like general rosiness all around, but like to be so consistently on the floor mentally, I just didn't understand it. It was affecting everything. I was cross and irritable, and it lasted too long, right? I was procrastinating. I had set plans, you know, and goals. I had all of these things that I wanted to do in the first quarter, and none of them were going as planned. There was just a general lack of drive, right? I was struggling. Now, one of the days that I finally crawled out and, you know, just came up for air from the struggle, and I was going through my emails, right? And there's this guy, this creator that I follow. I've used a few of his products, very great. He's helped my journey. But that day, I didn't feel like opening any of his emails because I knew that he was going to encourage me or motivate me or something like that. And I wasn't even looking to be motivated, to be honest. But I thought, okay, why not? Let me just open this email and just check and see what he has to say today, just so that it's not said that I didn't open my emails. And when I did open this email, right, he was talking about a concept called the unending middle. And here is what he was talking about. He's basically saying that as a creator, you have a beginning where you picked up yourself and decided to be a creator, or where you started putting out your ideas, or when you started your online business, or when you just started showing up, you know, seriously. And then there's the end. That's like when you achieve whatever it is that you're definition of success is. But what is not very talked about is the middle, and he calls it the unending middle. And that's the place where you have succeeded with starting. You have, you know, like a plane, you've run the runway, there were all the lights and all the whistles and all of that, and you've gone round and round and you've taken off, and there was that euphoria of getting off the ground and just ascending and going up and up and up until you get to, you know, just level ground in the air. And then you're stuck because there's nothing but clouds. You can't see the ground. You can't see where you're headed. It's just you in the middle of the clouds. And I know when you're in an airplane and you're, you know, it's beautiful. The clouds are so beautiful. But right now, you, the creator who has taken off the ground with excitement and whistles and all of that, you've tried one or two things and they've worked. You've been curious and so, you know, you're sharing your ideas. You're at this place where the excitement is wearing off. And now what is required of you is just to stay in the air and to keep doing what you've been doing, and just learning, sharing, getting more ideas, sharing ideas, creating more solutions, putting out those solutions. And it just feels like now you cannot see where you started. That is, you cannot feel all of that excitement and the whistles and lights. You can't see them anymore. There are no attendants waving a flag for you. And you cannot see the successful you. That successful version that staying consistent is going to get you to, that you thought was going to come. You thought really that by the time you stopped seeing the ground, you would have been seeing your destination. And that's not how it works. What he was saying was basically that middle is long and it's a desert and you cannot see where you're coming from and you cannot see where you're going. You just have to stick to the plan in that middle. And it can send you into despair if you don't understand what you're going through. And let me tell you, that email hits me smack in my head, in my chest, in my body, because it was describing the exact place that I was. And I didn't even know that a place like that existed. I didn't know that there was something called an unending middle. I didn't know that I was even expecting to have been seeing my end, my success, you know, that success line, that place that you've told yourself, if I get here, I'll be successful, I'll be satisfied and fulfilled. I didn't know that I expected that by the time the excitement of starting, of launching the podcast and launching the personal brand and launching all of that, by the time it wears off, I will not have reached the finishing line, or at least I cannot see it in sight. And I just thought to myself, like, what if I hadn't opened this email? What if this guy had procrastinated when it was time to write that email? What if he didn't click send because he was worried that nobody would have been interested in a topic like that anyways? Meanwhile, for me, it was the precise exact thing that I needed in my life at the time that I opened that email. Exactly what I needed. And I thought to myself, Paula, this is why you cannot give up. This is why you cannot stay mute. This is why you cannot stop talking about growth and development and investing in self and investing in brand and speaking up. Because just the way this email came to you at the exact time that you needed it, that is how your message will get to somebody else at the exact same time, at the exact time that they need it. And so I'm going to pass this on to you. You cannot stay mute because the knowledge that you have, the ideas that come to you, they are not for you. They are for the people out there that are struggling in a place that you have overcome. They are for people that are trying to start where you have gone past the starting line. They are for people that are trying to keep going where you have kept going, and you know how tasking it can be, how exhausting and frustrating it can be. And sometimes just a simple email, just a simple post is all that they need to continue going. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I finally crawled back to the gym sometime this year, and I stopped like sometime last year. And somebody I used to work out with, right, I saw her when I resumed the gym. And I was, to say I was shocked is an understatement. I was jaw open shocked. I was openly shocked. And it was because she had transformed. She had changed. That was the product of consistency. In three months since I last saw her, she wasn't the same person. She wasn't the same size. She wasn't the same person. And I let her know that. I was so proud of her. I was so excited. I couldn't hide my excitement. And she was like, in fact, let me show you where I'm coming from. Because when we met, was not where she started, apparently. So she showed me her transformation journey that she had created, her transformation video, where she started from and where she was now. And I was in awe. This chick is slaying. She looks so good right now. And I told her as much. And I told her, many people are looking for this. I personally wanted to know what kind of discipline she found and where she found it, because I wanted it myself, and where she found the grit and the, you know, just to keep going for that 1 year straight, consistency.
And she was like, oh my God, I get so many of these messages. When I posted it, so many people came to me like, how did I do it? What did I do? And all of that. And I'm like, see, you need to write a book about this. Like, you need to write a book and just direct everybody there, because this is something that so many people need. I'm not trying to lose weight as much, but I want to know about the mindset that made that discipline. I would buy that book. And there are many people that are trying to lose weight that want like the actual things that she did, what she ate, what she didn't eat, how often she worked out, what kind of workout she did, you know, all of those things, how she picked herself up with it on the day she didn't feel like it. And I told her, and she laughed at me. She's like, oh, the book thing, book is for you guys. And, you know, she laughed about it, but I'm going to, the next time we meet in that gym, I'm going to mention it again, and I'm going to mention it as many times as she needs to hear it for her to believe that people need what she has. And she already has proof. That video was beautiful. And I'm saying this to tell you that there is something that you have overcome, that thing that you have done, that you are still doing, that thing that you know, that knowledge that you have by virtue of where you have worked or who you have met or who you have access to. There are people out there who need that knowledge, who need that solution, who need those ideas. And you telling yourself that you have nothing to offer is doing all of us a disservice. You telling yourself that you don't have the time to build a brand is doing us a disservice. It's doing yourself a disservice, because I believe that the primary purpose of human beings on this earth is to help other human beings. And until you unmute your mic, and that's a phrase, we have an episode that's called Unmute Your Mic, and we had Temi on, Temi Olakunle. I believe she's changed her name now, but I will drop the episode in the show notes so that you can listen to it. And basically, you cannot stay mute because other people need what God has given you, what God has put in you. And he put it in you because it was supposed to come to the world through you. That message was supposed to reach others through you. You know, so you can't stay mute, basically. There's someone you don't know, you know, who is waiting for your post, who's waiting for your email. Just like I got Tom's email and it changed my thinking. It just really reset something that for months I'd been struggling with. There is somebody at the end of your social media, at the end of your funnel, at the end of your emails that's waiting for your post, your podcast, your emails, your videos. They're waiting for you to just speak so that they can move. All right, so I may have gotten a little intense there, but you get what I'm saying. And with providing value comes income. Money follows value. And so if you are looking to get paid for this knowledge that you also are impacting and helping people with, then you should absolutely come for the Monetizing You webinar on the 6th of April. I'm teaching it for the first and only time live. If you're listening to this after 6th of April 2024, then you can get the replay using the link in the description. But if you can come for this live, I'm going to be sharing amazing, amazing ways that you can monetize today. This is your invitation. I've got to go now, but I'm very excited about whatever it is that you're going to decide to do after you listen to this episode. I'm very proud of you in advance. I'm proud of your ideas. I'm proud of what you're going to do with them. Don't let anybody convince you that you don't have what to offer, because I can assure you that you do. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of this episode of She's the Brand Podcast. If you love your friends and your tribe and you feel like they really, really need to hear this episode, then feel free to share it with them. Also, if you're feeling extra generous, drop a rating or a review for us. And what this does is it lets even more women out there hear things like this that will, you know, allow them to just go out there and be the most amazing badass versions of themselves. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode, and I will see you next week. Thank you for being a part of the podcast today. If you want to find out more, head over to the show notes, or you can head over to paulapohl.com/podcast. Make sure to search for She's the Brand in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and click subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes.